los ojos para ver lo que
estamos. Put up your manos. Then was the time to unite all Chicanos, Latinos, and los Estados Unidos. Don't care if you're Ricans or even Cubanos. Look at our coaches. We have more common. Don't let them divide. These suckers are vultures. Either we standing together or better be standing aside. Now is the time. Don't know about you, but I'm gonna ride. We gotta climb. Fight for your basement. Where was your pride? Where were the gunners that you got inside? Look how our ancestors came to this country. They tried to be living the American dream. Don't throw it away. They promised you money and got you raging for the machine. Pick a new team. You blister to lizard, but that is a system that you wanna bring. You need to think. We gotta fight communism, cause it look like we on the brink. Connect all the links. A one party system is taking the power from all of the people. We need to see. When will you listen? These people are evil and won't treat a sequel. So what is your plan? Hand in hand, we're standing together, cause it's the one never to do what you can. Please understand, we gotta do better. So walkers, remember that we took a stand. Escúchame. 24 es el año, si se puede. Lucha, lucha por la libertad. Órale, vamos.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Latino Free Minds. Episode 63, another day, right?
Another day. How you doing, man? Good, 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 good. How you doing?
Good, good. I was feeling a little sick a few days ago, but I got over it. It was probably COVID.
COVID? Well, which one? You know that the COVID is the flu now, right?
Yeah, I think I had the 19 version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was good.
No. Isn't that funny how we're supposed to treat it like it's flu now? Changed.
Yeah. No, I think Christian's got like COVID 23 though. Yeah, he's got something else.
Well, there is something going around, but I mean.
Yeah, no, I got like Monday, Tuesday, and like yesterday. Yesterday, my throat was kind of like really sore. But today it's kind of feeling a little more normal. So the girls, you know, Isabel got sick. Maya got a little bit here. But yeah, something's going around because a lot of people from work, you know, from different areas have something, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
but hey, it's life.
Yeah.
And you, you guys have been good?
Yeah, no, everything's good. You know, just busy at work and what can you say? Time's just flying by and everything's good with the family. What more can you ask for?
Yeah, no, that's true, right? That's the most important thing. So as long as the family's good, you know, we're good, right?
Yep. That's all that matters.
Sanja Shah's scheduled to be on this one. So we started the show, and then I'm sure she'll pop in a little bit or as we go. But how have you looked into or heard about the TikTok thing?
That it's like a spy apparatus from China type of thing, like.
Yeah, and then they voted to was it in the House? They voted to
ban it. So like what Trump said when he first started to talk about it, because he wanted to ban it. Actually,
yeah.
Did they? I think they did, and Biden came in and he.
No, well now so it's funny because yeah, I think I remember Trump saying something about TikTok at first, and then. Nothing happened with it. And then I think now Congress is pushing for it and Biden is pushing for it also.
Because I was going to say, isn't the majority in Congress Republicans?
Yeah. So it was like, I think it was bipartisan. I would have to check the vote, but I don't know. What would your thought be on in a sense, banning a social media company? What do you have any?
Well, yeah, I got thoughts on it. Hold on real quick.
No, I think that I think that I don't think they should do it, because I feel that if people sign up for TikTok, like, at this point, they should know the risks in their data. That, you know, if China really does take your data or spying on you, whatever, it's like, I think from day one, a lot of people had heard that and knew that. And that was kind of like part of the package, if you will. So if people choose to do that on their own, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like the government telling you, like, no, TikTok's bad for you.
I think if there's solid proof that it's from another government, or even our government, let's say, and it's being used against us in some way, shape, or form, but there's actual, you know, real solid evidence, and it's presented properly, and if it's proven that it's being misused, I would agree with it, but there has to be a certain process to it. Not just a snap of the fingers or just voting on it without having evidence. So if Congress is voting on it, you know, we should be able to see, you know, the evidence too.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, again, we have to remember that they're representing us. So they can't, you know, make those decisions behind closed doors. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because, okay, so let's say, for example, I'm going to tell you what I heard, you know, about the TikTok situation. There's like kind of like two things going on with it. It's monitoring and it's stealing data from us, right? So they're just compiling information about us, right?
Right.
And then I don't know how true this second part is, but the second part is that in China, TikTok is used to share educational things that are gonna benefit whoever is watching it, right? So, but right, they're the content, and it's kind of like double-edged sword, right? And yeah, over here, you know, it's being used more for entertainment, but there's a flip side to that, is that it's also being used to disseminate information. So, you know, people are posting things to post the truth out there, because obviously mainstream media isn't, you know, showing you the other side. They're just showing you what they want to show you to manipulate you. It's dangerous if you say, yeah, let's go ahead and ban it, and it's dangerous if you say, no, let's not ban it. There has to be checks and balances.
Yeah. No, I find it weird, because how TikTok usually shares their narrative. So for them to want to ban, it's weird to me. I've something sketchy.
Yeah. I mean, it could be one of those things where you check it and make sure that there's no back doors or anything like that.
Yeah. Hi. Hey, Sanja.
I am so sorry. It's been a nightmare, guys.
Oh, no, it's
okay. Don't even know. I accidentally booked my room for starting tomorrow. Horrible.
Oh, wow. But it looks like you got soccer. It settled, because you got a nice backdrop back there.
I literally just walked in the room with the girls. They threw everything down. I'm like, please be quiet. I got to interview. I'm so sorry. it's been a nightmare.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
My apologies.
No, I mean, we were saying earlier, you know, if the family's doing good and you're doing stuff with the family, or, you know what I mean? Like, how's the day going? No, I'm just with the family. It's like, that's it. That's as good as it gets. So, you know what
usually
I mean?
My husband's the navigator when we do trips like this, but because of work, he had to stay back. So you have me, a 15-year-old and a 14-year-old, and let's just say driving through this crazy town is not fun. Yeah. And then I guess they're booked because of St. Patrick's Day. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, really? It's an event like every week and every day over there?
I don't even want to know what goes down over there. I'm just here for soccer with the kids. I'm like, just get me to the room. I don't want anything to do with this craziness.
Yeah.
No, well, it's It's good to have you on. You know, thank you for coming on, taking the time to come on our little show here. So tell people about yourself. Let me start it by me and Danny. When we're every time on the podcast, not every time, but a lot, we talk about people having fighter spirits, right? Uh-huh. That, you know, it gets to a point where you have to start speaking up, or you got to take action. You can't just let it go and just complain about it. It's like sometimes it's time to get up and go, right?
Absolutely. And
those are the type of people that I feel like we try to like gravitate towards. And, you know, from what I've seen on your end is you're fighting hard for parental rights, protecting kids. So, you know, I was like, yeah, that's a fighter, right? So that's why I named this series, you know, the Fighter Series, because you're I guess you could call it fighting the good fight. So tell the people a little bit about yourself, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so I'm a mom of two beautiful children. I got in the actual fight for protecting children when COVID hit and the shutdown happened. Prior to that, I was in the classroom. I always had a job, you know, to help with the, you know, you unfortunately here in California need two incomes, but I always wanted to be a full-time mom. So I would be a trainer early in the morning training moms, and then I'd be a full-time mom. So I was there with my kiddos. And, you know, I was always in the classroom, and then the shutdown happened and everybody's world got kind of turned upside down. But I think there's silver lining, because I'm a big believer, and I believe God exposed a lot of things with what was happening in the educational system that a lot of us were blind to, and we just didn't know. We were not aware. I didn't even know what a school board was, guys. If I told you, the first president I voted to me right now, but I'm definitely making up for it. I just started learning because of the fight for the kids. That was my heart, like seeing. Although my kids were safe, I pulled them out of the district after that initial shutdown happened. I was like, no way, my kids are not going on online learning and doing this anymore. I saw and heard so many horror stories with kids just being hurt, and I could not sit there and do nothing. Mm. So we started going to school board meetings. I found out what a school board was. And then I quickly got involved that way. We connected with a bunch of parents. Eventually, we learned our majority of our school board was into all this stuff, and they supported it. We found out how laws were being made, you know, how a bill goes through and how the process of it. So we ended up learning a lot of things just hands-on organically, because we had heart to learn, which I think that's probably the best way, because a lot of what we see politicians, I'm not saying all of them, but most of them are bought, sold, and that's not what we ever wanted. I led the parent group locally, but we knew that we had to connect with parent groups all across California to make the difference eventually. Mm-hmm. We searched for candidates. We had an election coming up, found one great candidate, and we continued to search for another one. It wasn't until I came home from an event after finding what our local central committee was. I didn't even know what that was. I started attending their meetings, and they said we needed another candidate for the other area. We started learning how the maps work in trustee areas. And I so happened just to be the one that was on the line of that trustee area. So I decided if I was going to tell every mom that they had to run and they weren't in that area, and I was in that area at the right time, God revealed that. And I said, let's go. We're going to run this election. It was with a fight, but I think the most beautiful part was seeing the community come together for our kids. What we ran a campaign that was for the people, for the children. We ran against somebody who had a lot of money and a lot of experience, but I will say the heart and us knocking and walking and telling the story of what was going on is why we took not only one seat that time, but we took both seats and we switched our majority. It's been a fight. I am a fighter. Mm-hmm. I grew up just like many of you with, I don't know about your guys' childhood, but many of us had challenging childhoods. I did too. My mom was in, she left my dad. My dad was from the Middle East. My mom is from Illinois. It was kind of a clash of cultures. My dad was very controlling. And my mom left. We went to shelter to shelter. We ended up in a smaller little, I call like a shack in Fontana. And I used to have to hide food stamps just to buy food for my siblings. My mom was selling food stamps to buy heroin in her next fix. And eventually one of my sisters swallowed drugs. We all got taken away, put in foster care. Eventually, we got put with my dad. My mom passed away. And let's just say, I think that, you know, God allows us to go through certain times because it gives us what we need when we give him our yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, we're in a world where God doesn't control people's yeses. So some of us have to go through some pain, but I think it's with no mistake that we have a chance to do something to help all people. And that's why I'm here. They picked the fight, right? But they're not going to win the fight. They picked it with the wrong people and they picked it on our kids. And I think that's where they're losing and they're mad.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Everybody's got to carry their own cross. And obviously you're a very strong person, you know, with everything that you went through and, you know, everything that you're doing now. I'm sure you're taking it as a positive, like we all do. It's like a learning experience. And like you said, you know, God shows us the way. And it's up to us, you know, if we want to take on the challenge and learn from it and be better people, not just us, but everybody around us. And it seems like that's exactly what you're doing. So that's awesome. We congratulate you for that and wish you nothing but the best. And, you know, it's awesome to see people like you. You know, we say it all the time because it seems like we talk to we said it the other day, is people that are very genuine and passionate about, you mm-hmm. know, what doing. So that's very much appreciated.
Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, I guess you could say like one of the things that like we love doing about this is like the people we get to speak to and kind of hearing their journey and how they got to, you know, the point to where they are, why they do what they do, you know, or why they're running, why whatever the case is. And yeah, like Danny said, it's like a lot of people are genuine, a lot of people have, you know, had enough. They just, you know, it's time to do something, right? And I think you said something that resonates with everybody is that they're doing a lot of things where they're attacking the family, the home, the kids. And that's where a lot of people draw the line. I think when it comes to kids, you know, I don't think it should matter, you know, party preference or not. It's like, do you want anybody, you know, out of your home to be talking to your kids about certain things? And the answer for a lot of parents is probably no, you know, probably that's my job, not somebody I don't know. So how has being in the Board of Education, all that, how has that been since, you know, you got in till now? Cause I, one of the things when I posted that you would be on here, I think this is one of the first one where it got a lot of trolls.
Oh gosh. I'm sorry, guys. I have to apologize in advance. I have the most craziest, I don't even call them trolls anymore. I call them fans because I'm like, you keep track of me more than I keep track of myself and others. It's so crazy.
You must be doing something right.
Yep.
Well, they call us extremists. And I'm like, actually, it's very extreme. The fact that you're attacking people for just wanting like common sense, right?
Yeah.
So I find it funny, but I think because they've won so many times with doing their crazy tactics on harassing us, calling, you know, our spouses work or threatening our lives or posting our address and declaring war or asking people to come for a 3 a.m. wake up call at your house. It's like, I get if it works with some people, but with other people, all you're going to do is when you put a fighter in the corner, what happens? You guys both know.
Yeah, it's on.
On.
I'm sorry. It's when I don't even know if I should say this out loud because they're not winning with this tactic, but I'm like, I do my best. You put me in a moment where it's survival and I have the children in front of me. I'm going to stand in front of the kids every time. I don't care what you throw at me. Does it hurt? Does it, do I feel pain? Absolutely. I'm human. No one wants to see those horrible things posted about them or their family or your life being threatened. But if they want us that bad because we're doing something that should have never been something we had to fight for, what does that mean? Who do they really want? You're just standing in the way. And to me, I think it would take a coward to walk away and say, this hurts, it's hot, I'm done. No, absolutely not. That. I think, if anything, it showed why we fight, who we fight for, and why we need to even fight harder, right?
Well, it's fuel for the fire, right? It's fuel for the fight. It's like if they're coming at you that hard, like I said, it means that you're doing something right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and if you just bow down and you walk away, they get exactly what they want. And that's what we've always been talking about, is that, you know, we need representation that is going to have that fighter spirit, it is going to stand up. And when they're challenged, you know that they're not going to back down from the challenge. Absolutely. And when someone does that, it only gives momentum to other people to stand up. I mean, that's why we got the momentum to do what we were doing, to be honest with you. You know, and we felt that if we did this, it, you know, it would also it continued the momentum, or like that snowball get even bigger. And I think, you know, with COVID, you said it earlier, you know, something happened with COVID, and I'd call it the biggest red pill moment in the world, because we started seeing what they really wanted to do. And one of the things that, you know, we're really interested in knowing is what you just talked about. You said that, you know, you went to the school board meetings and you started learning more, and you got more involved and you learned more. So what is a couple or a few things that you learned that parents absolutely need to know that we don't know that happens in the school boards?
Okay, so that's a loaded question, but I will try to break it down. Absolutely. Okay, so we learned a lot of things through the policies that were being passed in the 100 pages of the agendas that you had to search for, because no one was being transparent with what they did.
Can I ask you something just with you just said? So that's those are bills that are being proposed, or is that the school board coming up with them? Or how does that
bills work? Are like things that go through and end up being law. That's like in you know, the Assembly and the Senate in Sacramento. Yeah. With us, we do policy. Okay. So policy is local. Like policy is what your city council and your school board's allowed to do. We don't make law, but we make policy, and we have to be within the law. Does that make sense?
It does. That policy is created in that council within that county.
That district. So for every district. Okay. Yes. So we only make policy for our district, right?
Okay.
But I will tell you this. There's a school board, a California School Board Association, that puts out recommended policy, so to say. And most school boards, which all throughout California, you'll find usually just adopt them because you pay a kind of like a membership fee, right? Okay. But I will tell you this. They're usually stuff that we've seen in the past, and I'm talking as a parent, not as a school board president, because I have to be very careful because they'll try to come and get me for anything. Yeah. But as a parent, I saw these policies and I asked where they come from, and it was like keeping secrets from the parents, or compelled speech, or secrets in regards to certain students. It was absolutely insane. And that's when we said, what the heck is this, and why is this happening? We started going through and looking at our California Teachers Union. If you go on their website, you guys would be absolutely horrified what they are telling teachers how to decorate a classroom, social justice issues to push in the classroom. It's disgusting. It would make any parent that actually wants their kid to learn and not have all these ideologies, you know, put in the classroom, it'd make you nauseous. We started looking at our California Department of Ed, which we found out was ran by Tony Thurman. Tony Thurman actually came down and walked with the person that we were running against. Like, why would a state superintendent do that? But then if you look at their Instagram, the California Department of Ed, it's absolutely horrific. It's not helping our kids, and it's not directed towards helping our kids not be behind in reading, writing, and math. We're talking about, again, social justice and what I call personally perversion of children. They try to push perversion of children. Yeah. So when Tony came to our board meeting, I was like, oh, funny, you want to come here, but yet you don't want to meet with us. We've asked you to help when kids were behind in learning, but yet you're going to come and try to bully us to take down a policy? Absolutely not. So with that said, if you don't pay attention to your school board, you're not going to know who's actually just either, number one, blindly passing, because I will say some board school board members just are the ones that sign on the dot, or people who are actually into that stuff, right? So unless you actually start attending, which we had a group that we formed, and we would always have, I never missed a school board meeting once I found out what they were, because I wanted to know what was going on. And I was actually trying to ask them for help, but they were obviously not going to help us because we had different views on what kids should be doing in school. But you will never know who's actually behind the scenes allowing this craziness unless you start paying attention. And local is where a lot of these people had focused, especially in communities that cared or just didn't pay attention, because it's almost like it was an agenda being pushed from the bottom to the top. Even as a school board member, I went on what I told you, that school board association, they had a meeting in DC, and we went, and you had Alex Becerra telling us, you know, let me in, I have money, let's put clinics on your campuses. And I'm like, why do you need clinics on campuses? If we need
I don't clinics, even like where that's going already.
No, yeah. You don't, especially during COVID when you had all this, you know, mental health stuff. I call it a crisis, but the real crisis is what they created, right?
Yeah.
And then you have all this money putting towards stuff like wellness centers. Now you get the normal population to look at wellness centers as a place where kids can take a break. Okay, cool. I get that your heart is trying to find a place. Some people's intentions is to find a place for a child to take a break. But really, what was it for? You look in LA County, those wellness centers, Planned Parenthood got behind and started putting clinics on campuses because you already had the funding and the money that had a room available to do those things. I'm not saying that's happening in every community, but I think people need to be aware of it. You will also, I know I'm speaking a lot because there's so much. We probably need to do a part two series when I'm in town.
You know, what you're talking about right now is exactly what everybody is curious about, but they don't make the time to actually learn and invest the time into learning that. But we love it. So you keep on okay. going. But so, I'm gonna ask you one thing though.
Absolutely.
So you said you know, attending the school board meetings. So tell us, is it just parents that can attend the school board meetings, or is it anybody that can attend?
Absolutely not, because actually most people don't know. If we had actually people who had no kids be the biggest people that would fight against us, right? Because you're allowed to be a member of the community and attend these school board meetings. People who had no kids at all, like the person that we unseated didn't have kids, had no kids at all. I don't even know what the intentions were, but it's like, why do you care so much? And why aren't you listening to actual parents?
That is concerning, right? We can only imagine what their intentions are. Yeah,
absolutely. And I will say this, these people who go in those positions, a lot of them, they have big organizations behind them, including Planned Parenthood. Pull the paperwork for when they run elections. You'll see Planned Parenthood give money, their action committee. You will see different out-of-state money. You will see so much wicked things through who funds them. The person that we unseated, and she's not the only one, went through Kamala's program called Emerge. So they put them through this program, and then they take over. They start them down at the bottom level, which is local, you know, and then they move them up. It's like a whole wicked system. Plan. Mm-hmm. Yes, when you should just have people who want to serve their community. Mm-hmm. These are people that don't want to serve their community. They want to serve somebody else who wants control. And we all know if you control the mind of the young, you control the world, right? Because you see it with all this stupid social justice and all this, you know, what you call trigger warnings and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Why do we even need to have that in schools? Our kids are failing at reading, writing, and math. What happened to having, you know, curriculum that actually teaches the kids? Go on the CTA website. There's actually a page on there, and I can give it to you guys later. It says teach the child, not the curriculum. Okay, so wait, what? Like, I understand students learn different ways. I understand different techniques, but teach the child and not the curriculum? Then what the heck are we doing? We're teaching ideologies, and someone's ideologies have to rule the world, right?
Mm-hmm. There's a verse that, you know, I kind of shared with, I was telling Daniel the story, is that, you know, sometimes we listen to music and we really don't listen to what the lyrics are, and Rage Against the Machine has this one verse in one of the songs, and it says, your children will betray you in our name. So that it literally says that. And what you just described right now is exactly what the game plan is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is.
That's so true. And you know, unless parents start paying attention, you're handing your kids over not knowing. And look, my dad came from another country. He always said, Sonia, don't say anything. Don't get involved. Don't mess up with the government, you know, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I'm like, that's what they want. They want to oppress us. They don't want us involved. They want us to be scared. They want people who come here, you know, the right way to for better opportunity for their family to think that, you know, you shouldn't say anything. We're the hand that feeds you. We're the hand that's giving you opportunity here. Don't, you know, bite the hand when in reality, the hand's the one that's killing you. Right. And I hate saying that out loud.
It's ironic too, because, okay, so you talked about Planned Parenthood funding, you know, these candidates, you know, and it's like, who funds Planned Parenthood? They take our tax dollars, funnel it and support Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood use it against us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, when you have 12-year-olds being able to sign themselves out in a California school system to go get an abortion, or you have bills on the table right now for in Sacramento to equip all schools with condoms when kids aren't even supposed to consent until they're 18. What the heck are we doing? We are on the wrong side of history if we don't start standing up and making some noise and letting those people know their time there is limited if they keep voting for these things, right? They're after our kids. You see AB 665, you see all these bills that are allowing to break up the family unit. And we're all sitting back like, oh, my gosh, what do we do? You know what we do? We get behind those candidates that want to serve their community. And we don't let them tell us that's a blue seat or a red seat. No, that's the seat for the people. Stop letting them tell us that that seat is already given to blue or red. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's what we where we've messed up. But now that we know, and a lot of us do know, it's time to change that. That is the seat for the people. That's not a blue or red seat. Forget that crap. We're not going to be indoctrinated with your beliefs and then oppressed with your beliefs. That seat's for the people. You know, if we can win somebody on school board who has all the connections in the world, has all the money and the funding, running Fox 11 news commercials, and us parents won that fair and square, we can win those assembly seats. We can win those Senate seats. We can get behind the Knicks of the towns. We can get behind, you know, the Castillos of the town, the Gibsons of the town. We can get behind them. And even, you know, Denise at, you know, Denise over there in Northern Cal, we can get behind those people and show them, no, sorry, you don't own these seats. We're going to get people in there that serve the community. Now, will it be a fight? Absolutely. 100%. But we have enough fighters. And as long as we support the fighters, we can win. Our families can win. Kids can win. It's not going to be overnight. We didn't get here overnight. We're not going to get it done overnight. But we need to be able to be in it for the long haul, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what do you think about the results from the primary?
I can tell you this. If you see, like I just mentioned, all those candidates that I know are serving their community have a chance, right? Where they were told, don't run. That's not your seat. I'm sorry. I think that should show the people there is hope. Now, here's where the fight starts. This is where we get involved. This is where everybody starts giving their $10 here and there when they can, because if you don't, we're not going to have that $10 anyways. They're going to take everything from us like they already have, right?
Well, they're going to take more.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But you know what? We need to equip ourselves starting in July, you know, probably August, September-ish. Get out there, donate your 2 to 4 to 6 hours a day and walk like your life depends on it, because your children's lives and your family's lives do depend on it. Otherwise, you might as well just lay down and say, take it all, because they're going to take it all anyways. So we might as well fight, start showing them that we're going to have some pushback, and then they'll back away. We've seen some bills. We've seen some good victories, but that's because the people spoke up, right? We started putting them in the spotlight. Cockroaches don't like the light. Let's freaking put the cockroaches in the light. You're going to see them scatter, and we're going to stop a lot of their stuff because they know we're watching now.
Yeah, be 100%.
Sorry, you got me all spiced up now. Now I'm ready
to fight. Keep going. Keep going.
I'm all, I had a long drive.
Let's go.
Hour drive to the place that
You're not hungry, are you? You're not hangry right now?
I'm actually starving. My kids are looking at me with those eyes like, Mom, I'm hungry.
I know, after a long drive, you
they closed the 15 down. There was an overturned truck. I mean, I was making good time. I was like, okay, we got this. Yeah. But stuff happens, right?
Yeah. You're setting the bar high for the fighter series.
For the fighter series. We're going to have to do a round two when I'm like, you know, prepared, because this was like a last minute fight. Let's get it.
You know what? We actually we enjoy this because it just shows how genuine you really are. And it's not scripted. It's not, you know, anything like that. So it's
awesome. I didn't even get to change, guys. I packed a freaking business coat for you guys, but it didn't work out. It's all in the bag still.
No, it's all good. It's all good. You know, like I said, you know, there's, you know, you're doing stuff with the family, and that's what matters most. So,
yeah.
So
what's next?
Yeah. What's next?
Well, we have to stand strong. We have some, you know, defeats because people are not paying attention. Because what happens is usually you get a fighter in there and then people get comfortable. It's not time to get comfortable. Look, we can be an offense. I really think that we're pretty much already there. If we stay consistent and we stay linked together and we stay active in this, we cannot just put our guard down, especially right now. You know, you see the three school boards that made the most noise, maybe another one you add in some of our Northern Cal's, a couple of our Northern Cal school boards. Look what's happening. The unions are dumping money. They're saying that there's that, you know, that Orange is their pilot program and Temecula, they're coming after and recalling. They said they're coming after me. We have three seats up. So people have shared posts. They're going to come after me with a recall, but they're going to wait until they try to flip the three seats. That's how bad they want control. They tried to build a narrative. You see the unions all around California building this narrative that school board members don't want to pay them. And it's like that they lie because people are misinformed or they're just not informed. They don't know. So we need to start knowing. The majority of the community need to start paying attention if you want to win these battles. If not, then get used to your schools, you know, and sexually indoctrinating your kids. Get used to them making them little social justice warriors, blocking down freeways and doing crap that they don't even know what they're saying or doing. I think right now we need to show our children that they're worth the fight, because if they see that and we prevent all this stuff from happening in the future, we will have some people who are proud to be an American, where, you know, where at least we know we're free. I want to sing that song so badly, but we need to have pride in our country. Why do you think, you know, our families come here, some of our families, or we stay here or we fight here? Our country is beautiful, but they want to eliminate what it was founded and what it is, right? Right now is the time for all of us to armor up, look to God for guidance and protection. When it gets hot, that means you're over the target. Don't back away. We shouldn't be afraid to go in the den, you know?
You're absolutely right.
And you know, I heard something. I'm talking a lot because I drink Starbucks coffee, and usually I don't drink Starbucks, but man, that thing got me a little hyper. Wire. Okay, so what my pastor that I went to, that I go to church at, he said, when they're throwing rocks at you and they're trying to hit you, they're not trying to hit you. They just missed it, throwing it at Jesus. And we see that with the agenda that they're trying to throw. Oh, you white Christian nationalists, or oh, you Christian people are so extreme. It's like, really? Because we want to have moral things in front of our kids, not all this crazy stuff that they shouldn't even know about. What the heck is wrong with them? But when he said that, it reminded me, does this hurt? Is it painful? Can it be painful? Absolutely. But that rock was never meant for us. So guess who is going to heal us and get us through the next one, right? I have an amazing husband. You know what he tells me all the time when I'm like down, or, you know, it hurts a little bit? He's like, who do you serve? God. And right away, I'm like, I know where this is going. He's like, armor up and get back out there, girl. This is not a time to be like, oh my gosh, this hurts, or this is crazy. And I could tell you, when the first death threat came, it crushed me. I was like, oh crap, here I am trying to make sure all these kids are safe. And are my kids safe? And then God quickly reminded me with all the prayer and everybody gathering around, people saying that, people were saying that, I'll come stand in front of your house. We'll protect you guys. And I'm like, wow, this is beautiful. You know, people are paying attention. They want to make sure people are safe when we're safeguarding our kids. Like I said, the only thing that I think I wish people would understand is stay active. Even if it's a handful of people, when you get a fighter in there and you get them serving the community, stay active, because the fighters need the community to pay attention. Otherwise, the other ones will eat you right up, right?
Yep. No, and that's the way that it works, and you have to fend them off that way. But, you know, what I was going to ask you, you being in the school board and everything, we were doing a little bit of research, and we showed some charts that right after COVID, homeschooling, you know, went like it skyrocketed. What have you noticed as far as that goes since COVID happened?
Absolutely. So there is a decline in enrollment, right? The fact that parents who were timid on doing those things or putting their kids in charter and are doing it, I think it's good. We need some healthy competition, because if we don't start, there's parents that can't do that. And we know that. And we fight for those kids because we know that there's nothing that those parents can do. Or maybe their parents, you know, don't speak English, or maybe they came from another country, or maybe those kids were like us, where, or myself or my siblings, where their parents were doing bad things and they couldn't just, they weren't involved. If you are not that person that's happening to in your family, find alternatives. Start giving the public education system a healthy competition. I don't want to give up on public education because I know it serves a lot of students and we need to make sure all students are safe. But when you give healthy competition, what does that do? That makes them back away, right? They know that their agenda is being watched. It's not appreciative. People are finding alternatives. I think COVID was a blessing I wouldn't say COVID, but the shutdown was a blessing in disguise, because it allowed a lot of parents to take away that fear because they had no other choice than to pull their kids. But mm-hmm. It also showed them that their kids were thriving in an amazing environment. Yesterday, I was so blessed to go to talk to, I think it was like over 30 homeschoolers in our community. The moms were amazing. These moms get together, they do huddles, they get the kids active. I was able to talk to them about campaigning in local government, so their kids are learning. And I think that was a beautiful reminder that there's a lot of parents doing a lot of things that I'm probably, if that never happened, would never imagine doing that, right? Yeah, but the fact that they are and their kids are thriving, it gave me so much hope. Like, there is alternatives. Not all kids have that opportunity, but it will also provide some good, healthy competition for the public school system to stop doing what it's doing. Now, there is a lot of good teachers and a lot of good admin and a lot of good, our security guards, even, you know, in our school districts. They want to do the right thing. So we need to make sure we're paying attention so they could do their job. There's a lot of people that don't buy into this, and they don't want to buy into this, and they're doing everything they can to hold the, you know, the gate and hold the line. But if we don't pay attention, they can only hold it for so long. Right. That's why I love Chino, because yes, we have some people that I probably would wish they're not around kids, but we also have the majority of them are not those people, and they are amazing. And I think that's what gives us hope.
I'm going to ask you, what was the split? And you just said the majority. So that kind of gives us an idea. It's kind of like politics, is that the fringe left are the ones that, you know, are running everything. And the majority is, you know, people like us.
Yes. Yeah. So. I mean, luckily, my family is amazing. I have a strong husband that people always say, how do you fight like this? And I'm like, because I have a man that's actually standing in front of me who serves God, who is fearless when it comes to these things. Otherwise, I would never be able to do that. But I have to say, I could see the enemy trying to attack the families from day one, right? We saw that. And the families are what we need to protect. And the families are what's so near and dear to God. I mean, you see the enemy attacking the family unit. You see the traditional family being broken everywhere. You see bills, like I mentioned before, even AB 665 trying to take away children, you know, from, what do you call it, wellness professionals. Like, what the heck is that? Why are they able to just take away a child because, you know, this or that? I think that's where we need to make sure we stand firm in, because, you know, I could tell you the enemy tries to seep in all the time, but with the protection of God, you just keep moving forward. Like I said, I think right now is the time that we do not put our guard down. We may have some good wins, and we're about to enter into what I call offense, but we need to start paying attention. The majority of us need to start paying attention and support what's going on, so we can win this. I mean, guys, when the parental notification passed, I could tell you, I got, and I will have to send you a picture. I'm talking about stacks upon stacks of postcards, cards, emails from all around the nation. I'm not talking about just California. California, don't give up. We're watching for watching you. We're praying for you. Whatever happens in California, there goes the nation, right? So goes yep. the nation. They are rooting us on, praying, and they're trying to fight the good fight. So I just say right now, don't give up. Support your fighters. Do what you can when you can. Even if it's a little bit, it means a lot of it. Trust me.
What you just said right now means so much, because everybody gets demoralized. They get down. They feel like there's no point in even standing up or saying or even going and voting. So what you just said right now, thank you so much, because it gives validation. I always ask people, what type of support are you getting? And what you just said, it's like you're getting support from outside of California. Come on, people, yes. Anybody listening or hearing this, listen to that and get, I don't know, fired up. And, you know, we say it, and we will continue to say it, is that local elections matter.
Yes,
you know, do. National, they're the sexy races. Everybody wants to talk about them. They're the ones that they're putting on mainstream media. They're trying to pull the wool over our eyes. Pay attention. Keep your eye on the prize, and just listen to what Sonia's saying right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they try to distract us with that, right?
Yeah.
With the presidential election and all that. It's like, guys, we cannot win the presidential if we don't win the locals. It's just not going to work. Even with a good governor, unless you have good lawmakers, you're in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. So we need to focus on local. We need to focus on our senates and our assembly, men's and women's, and our school boards and our city councils. Do not give up on those local positions. Mm. They know they're valuable, so we should know they're valuable as well.
Yeah. No, and I think what you said, right, like kind of being on offense, it's like, you know, a lot of the people, like the real crazy ones, if you will, mm-hmm. you know, they're loud. They're the ones pushing these extreme, you know, things on children. It's like, yep. let keep going. Like, keep those people, keep being that loud, keep exposing yourself that way. Absolutely. But what we have to do is, you know, shine the light on that. But look at this person. Look what this person's saying. You know what I mean? Do you yep. agree with that? You know, more than likely absolutely. A lot of parents won't. Right. So just kind of shining the light on the reality of what they're trying to do with the kids in the school system.
Yep. And we have the duty also to allow that to be exposed. If we don't, then shame on us, because then there's nothing we can do, right? If the community doesn't know, then they can't go and vote for the right person. Mm-hmm. You know, like they need to know. So we need to do our best job to make sure that we're walking, talking, knocking during those times of the elections. These people pay their knockers and walkers. We are people that show up with real life purpose and heart. And mm-hmm. imagine somebody who gets paid and then a parent or grandparent or community member that's showing up at your door. Who wins? The person who is the community member. And we know that. We've seen it over and over. It goes
back to being genuine. It's genuine, the person yeah. that's genuine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and then that old adage is the best defense is offense.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's get offensive, like you said. Let's get out there, beat them to the punch, you know.
Absolutely.
And get out there. You know, I was able to volunteer and go out there and walk. And it's hard work. You know, it's not easy. And I only did it, you know, I volunteered one time, one day. So we've got to give kudos to everybody that's going out there and volunteering and doing that on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of props for doing that.
Yeah, no, that's true. I see it all the time. You know, people posting that they're canvassing and this and that, and it's like, it's you know, it's not hard work, right? It's like you just got to put in the time and do it. Yeah, it's worth it, right? We saw yes. these primaries. We saw the possibilities with yep. the a lot of the wins that we had.
Absolutely.
But I think but kind of before we let you go, because I know you're with your kids and they're probably starving.
They're so sorry. Hungry now, yeah. looking at me like, come on, mom. I'm like,
sorry.
No, it's fine. It was my fault.
Just what would your message be to parents, you know, overall? Like what?
My message to parents, pay mm-hmm. attention. Do everything you can. Our kids are worth it. Do not let people divide us. Don't let them divide us on religion. I work amongst so many amazing parents that don't share the same faith as me. They have, you know, different faiths. We do what we do for God, which is we're never going to deny him. We love him. I want to love people so much that they ask why, right? Or you're doing what you're doing and they ask why, then you get to tell them about the story of Jesus. I think don't let him divide us. Don't let him divide us, you know, by even who we are. Like, don't let him divide us by even our party lines, right? Like, you're taking somebody like me who, yes, I am a registered Republican, but prior to knowing what I knew, I never voted. I was never involved. I can tell you, the party, we need a lot of work. We need to start taking back those seats as well and have people serve the community. And some people might hate me for saying that, but it is the truth, because I did get involved. I started going to our local central committee. When I saw some of the moms in LA County do a slate and they took over and they won a few seats in their central committee, I can't tell you how much I was like partying in my own house, like celebrating and thinking, Jesus, right? Like, how amazing is that, that these moms who probably never imagined being in a political party are now delegates in their party for their central committee. That is a beautiful thing. That's amazing. But we need more people.
Yeah.
And we need more people to do those things or support the people that are. So I would say, do not give up. Our children are worth it. They are after the innocence of our children. Remember that. They are. This is not some conspiracy theory. It's written all over. If you just go look up the CTA, the California Department of Ed, you go look at their websites. I can't make it up. Let's see if any parent would be okay with that direction that they're going in. Mm-hmm. Stick together. Remember, our children are worth it. And right now, they're going to learn the biggest lesson of their life. They're going to see people come together of all walks of life to protect them, right? How beautiful is that, that one day they're going to look back and say, we were worth it, and then we get to see them serve their communities. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, like I said, what's coming is we already know. We see the writing on the wall. Mm-hmm. We cannot allow that. So don't let them divide us. Keep uniting. Let the in-house fighting be done with heart and purpose and passion behind the scenes. Don't let the enemy see those things. We're not going to always agree on the same way. But the fact is, we move in the same direction to protect our children. So I would say the crazies are very good at getting behind a cockroach and backing them up until they finish the finish line and still keep on pushing them, right? Well, right. Let's make sure we get behind those people who have the purpose and are sacrificing, and we do everything we can to make sure that they are healthy and safe and prayed upon to go and do the next thing. And also that we're paying attention and doing our little part. It doesn't have to be something big. It could be that you're signing up once a month to go attend a meeting, right? And you're paying attention to things that are happening in your own community. Once a month, do it, because otherwise, you're going to be that person that's complaining because it hits your living room floor and you see it and you see the damage, and it's going to be too late. So keep your hope. For all my brothers and sisters in Christ, just know God's got this. He already won the battle.
Yep.
When it gets hard, I remind myself, I thank Jesus for picking me. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need my yes, right? Mm-hmm. He can move on to the next person. But what an honor and gift that he's allowing us to do something to protect his most innocent, beautiful, his children, right? So when I'm down and out, I just remind myself, who am I doing this for? First of all, God, and who is he having us protect the children? And then I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm sorry for saying this hurts and I don't want to do this anymore. I think that would be my best advice. I know I talked a lot. I'm sorry, guys.
No, that's good.
No, it's all good.
We've got an infestation of cockroaches.
Get out the raid, guys. Let's go.
And do our part. We gotta. You can't just let them take over. Before you know it, you know, it's one room, and then it's the next room, and then it's the entire house.
Absolutely.
So we can't let that happen. We got to get rid of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, part of, you know, why I love doing this is the people we get to talk to and we get to hear, listen to. And, you know, hopefully your kids realize like the fighter mom that they have, and they're proud of you. Because you know, they might understand it. They may not fully understand it, but you know, you're doing this for them. You know, a lot of the people that are doing this, they're doing it for their kids. Yeah. And there's nothing greater than that. So, you know, we appreciate everything that you do. You know, we're not even in the same city, same district, same, but
doesn't
we
matter.
Doesn't matter, because
we're in the same fight together, right?
Exactly. And at the end of the day, you know, as a team, we're gonna win. And yes, we're winning in different areas. And at the end, we'll celebrate together. That's all that matters.
I believe that in my heart, brother. Let's do this.
Yeah, for
sure. And thank you for what you guys are doing. Keep doing it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, Tanya, thank you for coming on, and we'll let you get to your kids.
Okay, I'm going to go feed them, and I'm sorry about earlier. We just didn't get here.
It's all good. It's all good.
Thank you. You guys are amazing.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. That was good.
Yeah.
That's that fighter energy. That for sure.
Yeah. Talk about fighter right there. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's exactly what we all need.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, you heard her. You know, when we got people like that fighting for us, oh my goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, like I said, it's good to see people like that. Good to talk to people like that, you know, gives you extra motivation, right? Yeah. Gives you that extra little push, you know what I mean? Because I think what she said makes sense. You know, a lot of people at a certain point start to question, like, why do I even do this? You know what I mean? And yeah, you know, what she said was right. You know, we're doing it. You know, God has given us this purpose, right? And we can't stop, especially when it comes to the kids.
Yeah, but it's interesting to see is that all the people that, you know, we've talked to thus far, it, you know, of course, you know, we keep saying is that they're not going to agree on everything 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not to sound like a broken record, but, you know, they're very genuine. And the reasons behind, well, let's just say that what's fueling them
mm-hmm.
is the same for every single one in a way.
Yeah,
it's family, faith, you know, patriotism, you know, holding on to our rights. It's the same thing, being fed up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it personal. I'm sure she's taking it personal, you know. It's got to do with her kids, the future.
Yeah. Getting death threats, that's personal. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
That's as personal as it gets. And, you know, like, and it kind of goes to the point, like, where we were talking about that governor from New Mexico, and you know, how you had said, well, thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? That's exactly how we should treat all these crazy people who are trying to do all these things with, you know, removing parental consent and, you know, wanting to indoctrinate kids with all this, you know, this crazy agenda. It's like, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Keep putting the focus on you. You know what I mean?
I want to, instead of getting mad at them, let's give them a soapbox and a microphone.
Yeah, be louder. Yeah, let's go. Expose yourself, you know, as loudly and as clearly as you want to.
There's a reason that those people don't want to debate, you know,
mm-hmm.
Because their motives aren't pure. They're not, you know, they're not genuine. They're not in the best interest of the kids, the people. So it's easy to tell. So what is holding us back, you know, from getting up and voting? It, you know, in order to get these people that, you know, we've been talking to on the podcast, mm-hmm. is you got to get up, you got to get motivated, and you got to go out and vote. You got to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like doing this, you know, thinking, you know, putting myself in someone else's head and knowing or trying to figure out why they don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I was once told that is if you try to figure out what's going on in someone's head or everyone's head, you're going to go crazy trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. But on this one, I'm going to say it out loud is, you know, what is holding you back, or ask yourself, what is holding you back from mm-hmm. getting motivated and going out and voting and supporting like someone like Sonia or these other people that we're talking to?
Mm-hmm.
Is if you're not motivated, I don't know what else is going to motivate people to get up and vote.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a good question that, yeah, if you haven't participated or, you know, I don't know, right? If you're that demoralized, like, is it that much that you're not even going to put up a fight? You know what I mean? Like, is giving up worth it? the end result of giving up, is it worth it? That's another question to ask yourself.
Well, I mean, do we not see what they're trying to do? Mm-hmm. And if you say no, okay, then, you know, I'll accept that answer. But if you're thinking and you're kind of going, yeah, I kind of see, you know, what they're doing here, mm-hmm. is then why haven't you gone out and voted? Why aren't you standing up? Why aren't you taking it personal anymore? Mm-hmm. Because they're ignoring what we want and what they should be representing. Are mm-hmm. we not tired of that? Are we not tired of having these people represent us and gaslight us and mm-hmm. say that they have our best interest in mind when everything that they show is showing that they don't have our best interest in mind? Mm-hmm. I'm taking it personal. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
So I'm taking it personal that they think that we're that stupid that they're going to continue to manipulate us. Mm-hmm. So you guys, you know, I mean, I would say you should be taking it personal too.
Mm-hmm. Because yeah, in a majority of this stuff, it's take it personal, because even though you feel like it might not be directly affecting you, right? Or whatever. But if you got your kids in the school system, you know, take it personal, because you wouldn't let anybody attack your kid in any way. You wouldn't let anybody manipulate your kid in any way, and you just let it happen. I know me as a parent, I wouldn't. You know, I'd get up and, you know, there'd be a problem. Because that's how you have to look at it. That's what they're doing with the kids. They're manipulating, using, indoctrinating your kid, and you haven't taken it personal to the point where, like Danny said, you haven't shown up to vote. You haven't supported anyone. You haven't said anything. It's like they're personally coming after you and your family. You gotta stand up. You gotta get going.
Well, you know, we've been talking about COVID, and it's you know, what happened with the lockdowns and everything. It's kind of been a blessing in disguise, because it's really showing us what their agenda is. Okay, so yes. I would say yes. A lot of we've talked to a lot of people, and the running theme is that after COVID, they woke up. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's say that they were doing a great job slowly rolling out their agenda, right? Mm-hmm. And we didn't see it coming. Okay. So up to that point, I would say yes, you know, they were doing a really good job slow rolling what their agenda is. But after COVID and the lockdowns, it's like they're trying to put their agenda on the freeway and fast track it. So now, mm-hmm. now they're exposed. Now we see what they're really trying to do. So my hope is that everybody is realizing, you know, what the agenda is, and it's getting you charged up. It's getting you fired up, and we do something about it. So, like I said, you know, it might, you know, this turn that we had on the conversation, we're talking like this, is not negative. It's a positive. No. Mm-hmm. You know, I always like to bring out the positive in things. And, you know, my only thing is this, is that I want to throw, you know, that question out, you know, to everybody, is that, you know, I'm not questioning you, question yourself.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I don't hold grudges against people or anything like that. Everybody's got a different path. Everybody carries their own cross and has their own experiences. But like we said on the last episode, you know, God's allowed us to make our own choices and, you know, support certain people. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, it's being revealed whether those were correct choices or the wrong choices. Mm-hmm. And those choices now are giving us these results. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's look at the signs. Let's not ignore the signs. It's kind of like they're screaming at us, you know, if you believe in God and if you believe in Jesus, it's like, you know, could these be the signs of, you know, could these be the consequences of our choices? Mm-hmm. You know, let's look at it in that lens, in that perspective,
And make a better choice. You learn from it, you know, you see what's going on, the results, you make a better choice. Doesn't mean stop making choices, because I feel like that's how some people take it. And it's like, no, you learn from it, right? We've made some choices in the past.
That for this one out. Is that maybe they weren't going out because they thought that the, you know, people representing us had the best interest in mind, and the curriculum was set up so, you know, that the children could learn, you know, and we didn't have to worry about it. But, you know, in the past, what, two, three years, it's been revealed that that's not what the agenda was. That's not what the curriculum that they're putting forth is doing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if we had that trust in the system, I think it's time to recognize that they never deserved that trust. Mm-hmm. And it's time to take control.
Yep, 100%, man. I agree with that. Well. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Or we could be wrong, you know. We could be wrong. Whatever.
Allegedly. No, but I mean, I think that's something, you know, wise for everyone to do, you know, kind of reflect, self-reflect, you know, what you're doing. What do you, you know, how are you helping the situation? How are you hurting the situation? You know what I mean? Like, there's people got to take it upon themselves, because we can tell people so much, right? To go vote, do this, get involved, this and that. But if that person doesn't, you know, find it within themselves, it doesn't matter how many times we tell them, you know, they have to find their, you know, their purpose, so to speak, in being involved in fighting, you know, these things that need to be fought. And that's, you know, that's good advice. People got to kind of question themselves and what they're doing and you know.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, I do that a lot, you know, everybody's got their own issues. They've got their own challenges, and no one's even close to being perfect. Mm-hmm. But there comes a time, I mean, you have to, you know, sometimes it comes with age, in the sense, you know, that you have to go through certain experiences in your life to get to that point. And it's healthy to reflect, to look at, you know, the way that things have happened, transpired over time. And, you know, we say it all the time, is that, you know, time reveals the truth. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing wrong with, you know, looking at things in retrospect. And if we did something wrong, I mean, we've all made wrong choices. And I'm not saying that you have to live in regret. You know, I don't live in regret on some of the bad decisions that I've made. I mean, it makes us the persons that we are now. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with admitting that, you know, we didn't make the best choices. You know, there's nothing wrong in saying that I was fooled, I was manipulated. You know, I ask this question a lot, is how do you know what you don't know? Mm-hmm. And I've only had one person answer that question correctly in my mind, and quickly, is like, well, you get informed and you ask questions. That's how you learn what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And do we want to be that person that just kind of moves through life, you know, not asking questions, not, you know, trying to get informed to learn what you don't know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we all want to be knowledgeable, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
No one wants to be manipulated. At least I don't like that. You know, I
would
for me or a friend, a sibling, or even people that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very defensive. when it comes to that is, and I take it very personal. So, you know, I would want the same thing for you, everybody, is that I don't want anybody to be taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that's well said. I agree with that. Gee, well.
All right, well, I'm getting hangry too, man, so.
Gee, well, you know, thank you everybody for tuning in, and, you know, it's a good episode, a good conversation with Sandra, and, you know, we'll have her back on, and just like she said, right, keep the hope, keep fighting, don't give up, unite, and, you know, let's...
Common theme. It seems like every podcast, you know, they want to divide and conquer. We still have to stay united. Unity. Come on, man. If it's a common theme time after time after time, something's got to be right. Something's got to be aligned.
Yeah. Unity makes sense. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we're crazy, but it makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
All right, then, everybody. Well, thank you for tuning in. And peace be with you.
Peace be with you.